All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at some big names in tech: Amazon, Coinbase, Marathon Digital, Microsoft, SoFi, and Meta.
Big names indeed.
And you've given me some seriously interesting analysis to dig into. Honestly, I'm curious to see what's driving investor interest in these companies right now.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? Each of these companies is kind of a microcosm of the bigger trends playing out across the tech landscape.
Okay, so let's start with a company I think we're all pretty familiar with, Amazon. I mean, we all probably use it every day, right?
Talk about multiple times a day.
Exactly. But what I'm really interested in is what's fueling their growth beyond just, you know, the everyday shopping.
Right, beyond the convenience.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that often comes up is their diverse revenue streams.
Right.
You know, they have their hands in so many different areas. E-commerce, obviously, but also cloud computing with Amazon Web Services. Then you've got healthcare, entertainment, even grocery stores with Whole Foods.
It's true. They're everywhere. But to be honest, just having a lot of different businesses doesn't necessarily make a company innovative.
No, you need more than that.
And what's really catching my eye is their expansion into things like those cashierless Amazon Go stores. Have you ever been in one of those?
I have, and it's pretty mind-blowing.
Right.
They use a combination of AI, computer vision, sensor fusion, all to create this completely seamless shopping experience.
Exactly. It seems like they're not just content with being a retail giant. It's like they want to completely revolutionize how we shop. And that kind of forward-thinking approach has to be exciting for investors.
Oh, absolutely. Investors want to see companies that are anticipating the future, not just reacting to it.
Okay, so let's shift gears completely. Let's talk about a totally different side of the tech world, cryptocurrency. You've included Coinbase and Marathon Digital in the mix, and I'm curious how they fit into this whole picture of tech giants and innovation.
Well, both of these companies offer ways to tap into the potential of Bitcoin, but they approach it from very different angles.
Okay, tell me more.
So Coinbase is focused on making cryptocurrency accessible to everyone. It's like the on-ramp for people who want to buy, sell, manage their crypto investments.
So they're kind of like the friendly face of crypto, making it less intimidating for the average person.
Exactly. Now, Marathon Digital, on the other hand, they're more on the industrial side of things. They're actually in the business of mining Bitcoin.
That's right. And I know there's been a lot of talk about the energy consumption of Bitcoin mining. Does that factor into how investors view a company like Marathon Digital?
Definitely. Bitcoin mining requires massive amounts of computing power, and that translates to a lot of electricity. So Marathon Digital has to be strategic about where they locate their mining operations, what energy sources they use.
So it's not just about the technology, it's about sustainability too. They've got to convince investors that their operations are environmentally responsible.
Exactly. Investors are becoming increasingly aware of the environmental impact of their investments. And that's across all sectors, not just crypto.
Okay, so we've got Amazon pushing the boundaries of retail with AI. We've got Coinbase and Marathon Digital navigating the world of cryptocurrency. Now, let's talk about a company that's been a tech giant for decades, Microsoft. What's driving their growth now? They're not exactly a newcomer to the scene.
That's true. They've been around for a while, but they've shown a remarkable ability to adapt and stay relevant. One of their major focuses right now is cloud computing, with their Azure platform.
Oh, yeah, Azure. I've heard that name a lot. But what exactly is it, and why is it so important?
Well, Azure is basically a collection of cloud computing services that businesses can use to build, deploy, and manage applications and services. And it's a huge market. Microsoft is a major player, competing directly with Amazon Web Services.
So it's kind of like those two giants battling it out in the cloud. Now, what about AI? I know Microsoft has been investing heavily in that area as well.
Yes, absolutely. Artificial intelligence is another big growth driver for them. They're integrating AI into many of their existing products and services, but also developing new AI-powered tools and platforms.
That's interesting. So you've got Amazon and Microsoft both making big bets on AI, but they're also competing head-to-head in cloud computing. Seems like those two are going to be intertwined for a while.
It's definitely a rivalry to watch. Both companies are innovating at incredible speeds, and the competition is driving a lot of advancements in the tech industry.
Now, switching gears again, let's talk about a company that's trying to shake things up in the financial world, SoFi. I've heard their ads, but to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what they do. They seem to be all over the place.
They are, but in a good way. SoFi is trying to be your one-stop shop for all things financial. They offer lending, investing, banking, personal finance tools, you name it.
Wow, that IOS a lot.
They even have a credit card now, and you can trade cryptocurrency through them.
It seems like they're really trying to appeal to a younger generation that's comfortable doing everything online.
Exactly. They're betting on the idea that people want convenience, a seamless user experience when it comes to managing their finances. And they recently got a national bank charter, which is a big deal.
Wait, a bank charter? I'm not really familiar with that term. What does that mean for SoFi?
Well, it's significant because it allows them to operate more like a traditional bank. They can now accept deposits, offer a wider range of banking products, potentially even expand their lending operations.
So it's like they're leveling the playing field with the big banks, but with a more tech-savvy approach.
Precisely. They're bridging the gap between traditional finance and the world of fintech, and that's attracting a lot of attention from investors.
Okay, so we've covered Amazon, Coinbase, Marathon Digital, Microsoft, and SoFi. That's quite a range of companies. But we can't wrap up this deep dive without talking about the elephant in the room, Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. They're the ones that are all in on this whole metaverse concept, right?
That's right. Meta is making a massive bet on the metaverse as the future of online interaction. They envision a world where we can work, play, shop, socialize, all in these immersive virtual environments.
It sounds pretty futuristic, but to be honest, I'm a little skeptical. Is the metaverse really going to be as big as they're making it out to be? And what does it even mean for a company like Meta in terms of revenue and growth?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Meta is essentially trying to create a whole new digital economy. They're building the infrastructure for the metaverse, developing the technology, trying to attract users and developers to this new virtual world.
It sounds like a huge gamble. But if it pays off, it could be a game changer for them, right?
Absolutely. If they can successfully create a thriving metaverse, they could potentially tap into entirely new revenue streams. Think virtual real estate, digital goods and services, even new forms of advertising.
So they're not just building a virtual world, they're trying to build a whole new economy within that world.
Exactly. It's a bold vision, and it remains to be seen whether it will succeed. But there's no doubt that Meta is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the tech world.
It really is incredible to think about how these companies are shaping the future of technology, isn't it? It's not just about gadgets and software anymore. It's about creating entirely new ways of living, working, interacting.
You're absolutely right. It really is mind-blowing. We've gone from talking about cashierless grocery stores to virtual worlds in the span of a few minutes.
I know. It seems like every company is trying to create its own ecosystem, a world where users are constantly plugged into their products and services.
You hit the nail on the head. That's the power of platforms. Think about it. Amazon isn't just an online store. It's a platform for sellers, content creators, even cloud computing services. The more users they attract, the more valuable their platform becomes, which in turn attracts even more users. It's a self-perpetuating cycle.
And it's not just Amazon, right? Microsoft's doing the same thing with their Azure platform, their gaming ecosystem. And companies like Coinbase and SoFi are trying to create that same kind of platform dominance in the financial world.
Exactly. They're all vying for a piece of that platform pie. And then you have Meta, taking it a step further, trying to create an entirely new platform with the metaverse.
It's almost like the metaverse is the ultimate expression of that platform concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just a website or an app. It's a whole virtual world that they're trying to build from the ground up.
It is. And it's fascinating to see how they're grappling with the challenges of building a platform that doesn't physically exist in any one place. You know, how do you create a sense of community and belonging in a virtual space? How do you moderate content and ensure user safety? These are all questions Meta is trying to answer.
It's like the wild west of technology out there. But speaking of wild, we can't forget the impact of artificial intelligence. It seems like AI is woven into everything we've talked about today.
Oh, you're absolutely right. AI is the underlying force driving a lot of these innovations, from Amazon's cashierless stores to Microsoft's cloud computing services. AI is playing a critical role. And of course, Meta is using AI to power many aspects of the metaverse experience.
I recently read an article about how AI is being used to create more realistic and believable avatars in the metaverse. It's pretty incredible to think about the possibilities, but it also raises questions about ethics and bias, doesn't it?
It certainly does. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we need to be careful about how it's being developed and deployed. We need to ensure that AI is used for good and that it doesn't perpetuate existing biases or create new ones. It's a complex issue, and one we'll be grappling with for years to come.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways from this deep dive. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the impact that technology has on society. We have to be mindful of the ethical implications of these innovations. Make sure we're using technology to create a better future for everyone.
I completely agree. It's not enough to just marvel at the latest gadgets and gizmos. We need to engage in thoughtful conversations about how technology is changing our lives, what kind of future we want to build. And that's what I love about this deep dive. It's not just about the facts and figures. It's about exploring the deeper implications of these technological advancements.
I'm curious, from your perspective, what are some of the biggest challenges these tech giants are facing right now? I mean, they're all incredibly successful. But they also have a lot of pressure to keep innovating, stay ahead of the curve.
Well, one of the biggest challenges for any large company is maintaining agility. As companies grow, they often become more bureaucratic, less responsive to change. But in the tech world, the pace of change is relentless. So these companies have to find ways to stay nimble, adaptable, if they want to survive and thrive.
It's like that old saying, adapt or die. Right? But it's easier said than done when you're a massive global corporation with thousands of employees, a complex organizational structure.
Exactly. Another challenge they face is talent acquisition and retention. The tech industry is incredibly competitive, and companies are constantly vying for the best and brightest engineers, designers, product managers. So these companies have to create attractive work environments, offer competitive salaries and benefits, foster a culture of innovation if they want to attract and retain top talent.
Makes sense. I mean, these companies are built on innovation, so they need to have the best people working for them. But it's not just about having the right people, is it? They also need to have the right leadership, the right vision for the future.
Absolutely. Leadership is critical, especially in times of rapid change. These companies need leaders who can inspire and motivate their teams, who can navigate complex challenges, who have a clear vision for where the company is headed, and they need to be able to communicate that vision effectively to both employees and investors.
It's a lot to ask of any leader.
Yeah.
Especially in an industry that's constantly evolving. It makes you wonder what kind of person it takes to lead a tech giant in today's world.
It's a fascinating question, isn't it? I think it takes a unique combination of skills and qualities. You need someone who's both visionary and pragmatic, someone who can think big but also execute effectively. You need someone who's comfortable with ambiguity and who's not afraid to take risks. And you need someone who can build trust and inspire confidence in others.
So it's not just about being a tech genius. It's about being a leader who can steer the ship through uncharted waters.
Exactly. And it's not just about the CEO either. It takes a strong leadership team at all levels of the organization to guide these companies through the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
You know, it's a bit overwhelming to think about all these moving pieces in the tech world. We've got these massive companies like Amazon and Microsoft battling it out in the cloud, while at the same time, they're both pushing the boundaries of AI in completely different ways. And you've got these up-and-comers like SoFi trying to disrupt traditional finance, and Meta betting big on this whole metaverse thing. Makes you wonder what the landscape will look like in 5 or 10 years.
I think that's the beauty of the tech industry. It's constantly evolving. What seems revolutionary today might be commonplace tomorrow. It's hard to predict with certainty which companies will emerge as the dominant players in the long run. But one thing is for sure. The companies that are willing to embrace change and adapt to new challenges, those are the ones that'll thrive.
So it's not just about having the best technology or the most brilliant minds. It's about having the agility and foresight to navigate this constantly shifting landscape.
Exactly. And it's about understanding that innovation is a continuous process, not a destination. The companies that are constantly pushing the boundaries, experimenting with new ideas, challenging the status quo, those are the ones that will shape the future.
If you had to pick one company from our list that you're most intrigued by, which would it be and why?
That's a tough one. They're all fascinating in their own right. But I think I'd have to go with Meta. Their bet on the metaverse is incredibly ambitious, and it has the potential to fundamentally change how we interact with technology, with each other. If they can pull it off, it could be a truly transformative experience.
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking the same thing. It's the one that's both the most exciting and the most uncertain. We've talked about the potential of the metaverse, but there are also a lot of questions about how it will evolve, what the societal impact will be, whether we'll truly live up to the hype.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so captivating. We're witnessing the birth of something entirely new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to predict with certainty where it will lead. It's like watching a seed being planted. We know it has the potential to grow into something magnificent, but we have to wait and see what form it will take.
I guess that's a good metaphor for the entire tech industry, isn't it? We're constantly planting new seeds, cultivating new ideas, watching them grow into things we never could have imagined.
It's a reminder that the future is not predetermined. It's something we create through our collective choices and actions, and that's both exhilarating and a little bit daunting.
Well, I think we've given our listeners plenty to ponder today. We've explored the strategies of some of the biggest names in tech, from Amazon's relentless expansion to Meta's ambitious foray into the metaverse. We've discussed the importance of adaptation, the power of platforms, the ethical considerations surrounding AI. What stands out to you as the most intriguing insight?
For me, it's the realization that technology is not just about bits and bytes. It's about human ingenuity and the boundless possibilities of the human mind. These companies are pushing the limits of what we thought was possible, and it's inspiring to see what they're capable of achieving.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of tech. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and that you'll continue to explore these companies and the trends that are shaping our future. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep. It really is incredible to think about how these companies are shaping the future of technology, isn't it? It's not just about gadgets and software anymore. It's about creating entirely new ways of living, working, and interacting.
You're absolutely right. It really is mind-blowing. We've gone from talking about cashierless grocery stores to virtual worlds in the span of a few minutes.
I know. It seems like every company is trying to create its own ecosystem, a world where users are constantly plugged into their products and services.
You hit the nail on the head. That's the power of platforms. Think about it. Amazon isn't just an online store. It's a platform for sellers, content creators, even cloud computing services. The more users they attract, the more valuable their platform becomes, which in turn attracts even more users. It's a self-perpetuating cycle.
And it's not just Amazon, right? Microsoft is doing the same thing with their Azure platform and their gaming ecosystem. And companies like Coinbase and SoFi are trying to create that same kind of platform dominance in the financial world.
Exactly. They're all vying for a piece of that platform pie. And then you have Meta, taking it a step further, trying to create an entirely new platform with the metaverse.
It's almost like the metaverse is the ultimate expression of that platform concept, isn't it? It's not just a website or an app. It's a whole virtual world that they're trying to build from the ground up.
It is, and it's fascinating to see how they're grappling with the challenges of building a platform that doesn't physically exist in any one place. You know, how do you create a sense of community and belonging in a virtual space? How do you moderate content and ensure user safety? These are all questions that Meta is trying to answer.
It's like the Wild West of technology out there. But speaking of wild, we can't forget the impact of artificial intelligence. It seems like AI is woven into everything we've talked about today.
Oh, you're absolutely right. AI is the underlying force driving a lot of these innovations. From Amazon's cashierless stores to Microsoft's cloud computing services, AI is playing a critical role. And of course, Meta is using AI to power many aspects of the metaverse experience.
I recently read an article about how AI is being used to create more realistic and believable avatars in the metaverse. It's pretty incredible to think about the possibilities, but it also raises questions about ethics and bias, doesn't it?
It certainly does. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we need to be careful about how it's being developed and deployed. We need to ensure that AI is used for good.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't perpetuate existing biases or create new ones. It's a complex issue, and one we'll be grappling with for years to come.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways from this deep dive. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the impact that technology has on society. We have to be mindful of the ethical implications of these innovations. Make sure we're using technology to create a better future for everyone.
I completely agree. It's not enough to just marvel at the latest gadgets and gizmos. We need to engage in thoughtful conversations about how technology is changing our lives, what kind of future we want to build. And that's what I love about this deep dive. It's not just about the facts and figures. It's about exploring the deeper implications of these technological advancements.
I'm curious, from your perspective, what are some of the biggest challenges these tech giants are facing right now? I mean, they're all incredibly successful, but they also have a lot of pressure to keep innovating, stay ahead of the curve.
Well, one of the biggest challenges for any large company is maintaining agility. As companies grow, they often become more bureaucratic, less responsive to change. But in the tech world, the pace of change is relentless. So these companies have to find ways to stay nimble, adaptable, if they want to survive and thrive.
It's like that old saying, adapt or die, right? But it's easier said than done when you're a massive global corporation with thousands of employees, a complex organizational structure.
Exactly. Another challenge they face is talent acquisition and retention. The tech industry is incredibly competitive. Companies are constantly vying for the best and brightest engineers, designers, product managers. So these companies have to create attractive work environments, offer competitive salaries and benefits, foster a culture of innovation if they want to attract and retain top talent.
Makes sense. I mean, these companies are built on innovation, so they need to have the best people working for them. But it's not just about having the right people, is it? They also need to have the right leadership, the right vision for the future.
Absolutely. Leadership is critical, especially in times of rapid change. These companies need leaders who can inspire and motivate their teams, who can navigate complex challenges, who have a clear vision for where the company is headed. And they need to be able to communicate that vision effectively to both employees and investors.
It's a lot to ask of any leader, especially in an industry that's constantly evolving. It makes you wonder what kind of person it takes to lead a tech giant in today's world.
It's a fascinating question, isn't it? I think it takes a unique combination of skills and qualities. You need someone who's both visionary and pragmatic, someone who can think big but also execute effectively. You need someone who's comfortable with ambiguity and who's not afraid to take risks. And you need someone who can build trust and inspire confidence in others.
So it's not just about being a tech genius. It's about being a leader who can steer the ship through uncharted waters.
Exactly. And it's not just about the CEO either. It takes a strong leadership team at all levels of the organization to guide these companies through the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've talked about the rise of platforms, the importance of AI, the challenges of leadership, and the ethical implications of technology. It's been a fascinating journey so far.
It really has. And it's a reminder that the tech world is constantly evolving. What's cutting edge today might be obsolete tomorrow. So these companies have to be constantly innovating, adapting, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And that's what makes it so exciting to follow, isn't it? We're witnessing the birth of new industries, the creation of new technologies, and the emergence of new ways of thinking and interacting with the world.
It's an incredible time to be alive, and it's a privilege to have a front row seat to this technological revolution.
You know, it's a bit overwhelming to think about all these moving pieces in the tech world. We've got these massive companies like Amazon and Microsoft battling it out in the cloud. But at the same time, they're both pushing the boundaries of AI in completely different ways. Then you've got these up-and-comers like SoFi trying to disrupt traditional finance, and Meta betting big on this whole metaverse thing. It makes you wonder what the landscape will look like in 5 or 10 years.
I think that's the beauty of the tech industry. It's constantly evolving, and what seems revolutionary today might be commonplace tomorrow. It's hard to predict with certainty which companies will emerge as the dominant players in the long run. But one thing is for sure. The companies that are willing to embrace change and adapt to new challenges will be the ones that thrive.
So it's not just about having the best technology or the most brilliant minds. It's about having the agility and foresight to navigate this constantly shifting landscape.
Exactly. And it's about understanding that innovation is a continuous process, not a destination. The companies that are constantly pushing the boundaries, experimenting with new ideas, and challenging the status quo are the ones that will shape the future.
If you had to pick one company from our list that you're most intrigued by, which would it be and why?
That's a tough one. They're all fascinating in their own right, but I think I'd have to go with Meta. Their bet on the metaverse is incredibly ambitious, and it has the potential to fundamentally change how we interact with technology and with each other. If they can pull it off, it could be a truly transformative experience.
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking the same thing. It's the one that's both the most exciting and the most uncertain. We've talked about the potential of the metaverse. There are also a lot of questions about how it will evolve, what the societal impact will be, and whether it will truly live up to the hype.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so captivating. We're witnessing the birth of something entirely new, and it's impossible to predict with certainty where it will lead. It's like watching a seed being planted. We know it has the potential to grow into something magnificent, but we have to wait and see what form it will take.
I guess that's a good metaphor for the entire tech industry, isn't it? We're constantly planting new seeds, cultivating new ideas, and watching them grow into things we never could have imagined.
It's a reminder that the future is not predetermined. It's something we create through our collective choices and actions, and that's both exhilarating and a little bit daunting.
Well, I think we've given our listeners plenty to ponder today. We've explored the strategies of some of the biggest names in tech, from Amazon's relentless expansion to Meta's ambitious foray into the metaverse. We've discussed the importance of adaptation, the power of platforms, and the ethical considerations surrounding artificial intelligence. What stands out to you as the most intriguing insight?
For me, it's the realization that technology is not just about bits and bytes. It's about human ingenuity and the boundless possibilities of the human mind. These companies are pushing the limits of what we thought was possible. And it's inspiring to see what they're capable of achieving.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of tech. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and that you'll continue to explore these companies and the trends that are shaping our future. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.